This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're listening to Get Serial on 90.7 with Cake and Kelso, and of course Clements with the news. We are talking hashtag supermarket intimacy, but also cryptic crosswords. Now Kelso says we've got a comment.
We do. We have a story. Have you got the sweeper?
I do. I do have the sweeper. I do
people
have the.
People want to know what they're listening to, and we don't want to talk to them.
That is true.
Like 5 seconds. And
so
cannot be bothered.
It's time for a regular segment, a beloved regular segment that encapsulates the meaning of this show.
Derailing Kelso's story of the week.
Says it all, doesn't it? I think it's got everything that is symbolic of this show. It's got you laughing over the top. It's got a train crash.
It's everything we need. It's everything we need.
So this week, my story is actually about something in Melbourne. Last week, I tried to tell you a story about recycling in Norway.
And how did that go?
You tried to suggest it was some kind of nationalistic thing between Finland and England. Nice. So this week, I'm going to keep it safe. I'm going to talk about the suburb of Carnegie.
The suburb of Carnegie. So last week I suggested that you were too Eurocentric and your solution is to talk about the suburb of Carnegie.
Indeed. So now I'm
that's worked out well.
Well, do you know why it's Carnegie is called Carnegie according to legend?
The suburb of Carnegie, Melbourne?
Yes.
I do not know. I wonder whether it's linked to the same naming reason behind the famous Carnegie Hall of Music in America.
Are you joking? Because you have, like, literally, you have actually, given away my story once.
Well, obviously, like, you know, if you think Carnegie, you think Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but...
And I was like, I assume it's linked.
Well,
I assume it's the same famous Carnegie.
There's also Carnegie in Austria or Hungary.
Yeah, I'm sure lots of people are named after the same famous person. I have no idea who they are, but stuff is named after them. But tell me the story.
Well, the idea is that when Carnegie named their... when they wanted to build a new hall, they heard that New York had done it, and wanted to get a hall, and they got like this. I think Carnegie's an architect. He's a famous architect.
Okay.
And so he designed Carnegie Hall, which is what sort of his big claim to fame. And so they were hoping that if they called the suburb Carnegie after him, that he would feel compelled to go and build them a town hall, like he had done in New York. The one in New York is what, 10,000 seater?
So it was just obligation.
Yeah.
It was an attempt at, like, guilting someone. And we're like, we named this after you. How could you not?
Exactly.
That and did he didn't, did he?
No.
Why would he? That's such a lame way to...
If he did do it, then it is, like, such a flop. It is his worst piece of architecture. It's, like, it's only marginally better than, like,
No, fair enough. I wouldn't do it. That's such an... Like, they didn't reach out and request and say, hey, we'd like to name this after you. They just... Put the pressure. No, I hate that.
Just put the name down.
I hate that choice. And
there's a bit of scant historical evidence. It's fairly much an urban myth.
Yeah.
But if it's true, that is all they did. They just named it. They named their suburb Carnegie. I think it used to be called something else. I think it used to be called Georgetown, actually.
Georgetown.
They're trying to get the Jamaican audience involved.
They were just hoping that an architect called George will turn up. And like 20 years later, it's like George isn't coming. Carnegie.
So that's the story of how Carnegie got his name, and then he never showed up and never built them a town hall, and now the suburb is left with the name of some random American architect.
Fair enough.
No good town.
Do you reckon they might update it? Like they could have switched to Griffin in the hope that Walter Burley might turn
that
up.
That would be more realistic, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the worst case scenario, Griffin is a better name than Carnegie, or. Well, I'm not the Carnegie is particularly bad, but you're right, exactly. Yeah, that would have been more sensible, wouldn't it? Yeah. And the suburb of Lloyd Wright in Melbourne, we had a lot of answer for, didn't it? That is the story of how Carnegie got his name. Shout out to the Carnegie.
I think if you go with something that's grounded in history, where you, as a historian, have the evidence to back it up, it's less likely to get derailed. That was just a good...
I didn't derail. I'm at the station. It's incredible. I feel
you've got there. No, you did well.
Every other segment of mine so far.
I'm just, that was just a genuinely top-notch story. I'm here to derail, like, whoever thought of that Carnegie thing, because they're a moron.
We'll make up another story, but derailing Carnegie Hall.
Derailing Kelso's story, unless I'm thoroughly enthralled and it's great. This was a nice... No, that was a good story.
Thank you, Josh. Finally, after 5 weeks, I've got your...
Yeah, no, you tell good stories, you're a good host. And today is the 1st of March, it's World Compliment Day.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. And that's why it does compliments for you. Thanks for nothing.
I'm impressed that
Thanks for nothing. It's not too late now. Did you bring compliments to me? Well, compliment day.
No.
Didn't think so.
Well, I did say that your foods looked very nice before. I did say that your six segments about supermarket intimacy were radio genius.
I'm crushed. But I guess the winner takes it all. I just wanted to do that segue. I don't care at all. I just wanted to do
a cool... wasn't the segue. Thanks for Nothing wasn't the segue.
Oh, no, no, no. The Winner Takes It All was the segue. Oh. That's a better song.
That is not bad. That is a better song.
I think it's possibly the best, like, iconic piano riff of all time.
That's a big statement.
That is a big call. I'm willing... Yeah, I'd say, like, one of the best. Like, really balanced. It rises up. It falls down. It draws you in.
Like a good wave.
Like a good wave. Exactly.
You're listening to Get Serial on Sydney 90.7 with Kate and Kelso and Clint.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.